and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host this evening. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. Today is November 27th. I want to tell everybody, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving out there. I'm in the studio here with my sister, Linda.
Good evening, everyone.
And our trusted soundboard and all-around good guy, Chandler.
Hello, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Very good, very good. So, you know, the chat room is open at KCNR1460.com. If you wish to call in, feel free at any time to call in at 530-605-4567. I want to give a big shout-out to two of our favorite patriots out there, Andrew Spanfelner and Chad Raposa. Andrew, you know, hang in there, buddy, and get well. And same for you, Chad. I know you're on the mend, and Andrew's just started to mend. So anyway, we want to let you guys know we care about you and we're thinking about you. So let's get right to it. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you some as many solutions as possible. You need to start educating yourself on the issues if you haven't already. Start talking to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out our website, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. Again, feel free if you have any questions to call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Just a couple of reminders here. Every Monday night, the Reading Tea Party meets at 2570 South Bonneville Destiny Fellowship. This Monday, we will be having a meeting with regards to the California Bill of Rights 2012 initiative. And also, we're having a cow. Bring your beef about county politics.
Yeah, so if you got any beefs out there, come and do your 3 minutes, and there is a prize at the end for that.
We're not sure what
for
that
the best
is.
One.
Whether you get a cowbell or some, I don't know, where's the beef? Maybe you get a Wendy's did that. Wendy's hamburger, where's the beef? So where's your beef out there? Show up at the Reading Tea Party. Get your 3 minutes. It's going to be taped, I believe, and played back to hopefully some of our local government officials.
So we can get the word out to them exactly what your beef is.
Yeah, we want you to know. We want them to know what your beef is. So show up, and you get your 3 minutes in the podium to, you know, just let her go. Anyway, the Reading Tea Party and most all of the tea parties stand for limited government.
Fiscal responsibility and adherence to the Constitution.
Okay, very good. And so I want to start out with our first quote. And this is every collectivist revolution rides in on a Trojan horse of emergency. That's Herbert Hoover. So every collectivist, I can't say that this evening, every collectivist, I guess I can't say it because I really don't like it, I guess, collectivism.
Not a good thing.
Not good, but it rides in on a Trojan horse of emergency, Herbert Hoover. Believe me, the next step in a currency crisis, because there will be a rejection of the dollar, and the rejection of the dollar is a big, big event, and then your personal liberties are going to be severely threatened. That was Ron Paul.
Wow. Recently, I would take it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that wasn't too far along, you know, too far down the pipe there as far as time frames. And then I've got one more here. It is impossible to grasp. Boy, I'm having trouble tonight for some reason. Maybe it's because I had a cold.
The holidays will do that to you.
Too much eggnog or something here. It is impossible to grasp the meaning of the idea of sound money if one does not realize that it was devised as an instrument for the protection of civil liberties against despotic inroads on the part of the government. Ideologically, it belongs in the same class with political constitutions and Bill of Rights. Now, that's a pretty interesting statement. The idea of sound money is a is much a protection against your civil rights as a constitution or a bill of rights. That's interesting, and that's from
Pretty powerful words there.
Yeah, that's from Ludwig von Mises he wrote that in the book Theory of Money and Credit, and I believe it was in 1909 or something like that. So with that, let's go. Our topic that kind of sets the tone for our topic tonight. Our topic is sound money and freedom, and in that we want to talk about the MF Global debacle, if you will, and the rule of law, and how all this relates to the rule of law. So it's interesting that, you know, all of this comes to pass through the money. And so we've got some headlines here that we want to start with. And I believe that we want to start with your headline first.
You want to start with this one over here, yeah. Stephen Lieb. Expect QE3, QE4, and 40% to go to 50% inflation. This comes from KingWorldNews.com, and the date is November 22nd. So this is pretty recent.
Right. So what he's saying is that we're going to go into QE3 and QE4 and QE5 and whatever. What that means is printing more money. And the reason that this is important to understand is because you can lose your freedom through debasement of the currency. And that's why the theme of, you know, they always ride in on an emergency, the collectivists. Well, this is the kind of emergency that can be created through a monetary policy.
That's very scary.
It is very scary. I mean, and that's kind of what's happening in Europe. I mean,
Italy and a few other places.
Well, last time I checked, I think Italy's in Europe.
But
yeah. So
Okay. Got me.
Yeah. So we got Italy, Spain. We got the pigs. You know, that's Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. That's why they call them the pigs.
Right.
And so that's the European part of the European Union, which also includes Germany and France and England and so forth. And the reason that they're having so much trouble over there is they're having currency issues and debt problems and debt bubbles and bond bubbles. So it's really interesting the way that this all relates.
Yeah, there's something about that Germany couldn't sell their bonds, but Italy could, or something along that line.
Well, we're gonna kind of go into that here as we get along here, because what's happening is that Germany tried to sell some bonds to raise some money, and Germany actually has the most sound economy in Europe as far as it was supposed to be the backstop for everybody else.
Yeah, they didn't have to take a bailout.
No, and so they were going to have a bond sell. The government sells a bond and you know, bring some financing in for their government. And it's interesting that they couldn't sell their bonds, and yet Italy was able to sell some of their bonds, at least on the percentage basis. So there's something going on here, and I kind of want to hit it. So, here's another quote, and this is from Benjamin Franklin. I'm trying to put this all together for you guys out there so you understand this. When people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. That's Benjamin Franklin. So if you start thinking about what these guys have done over there, they voted themselves money. If you think about Greece and the unions, what they've done is they've said, we want benefits, we want retirement, we want to stop working at 55, we want month-long vacations, not a couple of weeks a year, you know, we want bigger salaries. And what they've done is they've voted themselves the money. See, because if you have a gold standard or a standard that you can't just print out of thin air, then what happens is you're not able to continue that kind of barrage on the economy for a country. So what they do is they make up the shortfall by printing money. So that's what Benjamin Franklin's talking about here, is voting themselves money. So as soon as they start manipulating the government through the currency, the politicians promise to pay the money out in these big benefits.
By printing it.
They don't have any choice if they're not on a gold standard. They can't do it. See, that's an impasse for them, and they have to be real. But if they're not on a gold standard, then what they can do is print themselves right out of, into poverty is basically what it amounts to.
And all the rest of us at the same time.
And all the rest of us who are savers and workers at the same time. So, you know, we're going to go over this more and more, and we're going to pull this into this MF Global debacle as well. That I'm not sure if everybody's heard about the fact that all of a sudden there's $1.2 billion missing out of an account of the investors for MF Global, and they're not sure where it went. First they thought it went into JP Morgan. I don't know all the details, but nobody's being prosecuted or charged yet. This is a complete debacle on the rule of law, and that's what we're talking about here, is the rule of law with the gold standard and the money printing and these people at the top that are starting to circumvent the law because there's nobody to hold them accountable. So that's where we're at. With that, let's go to our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this.
New at Adamson's Peak Performance.
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Someday I can be a marine biologist.
Or a park ranger.
Oh, a conservationist.
I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks. CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
That was the Guess Who, or should I say Guess Who?
No time.
Yeah, that's a great song. I love that. Getting right back on this, the next headline I have here is Sprott is the tsunami. Now, we know that Eric Sprott, well, most of us know that Eric Sprott, you know, has he oversees a $1 billion investment fund. And he is now talking. It says, you know, let me read this. Forget Spain's surging yield. Forget Super Mario in Italy. Forget the $1.2 billion doubling of the fraud in MF Global. Forget even the news of global QE. If Sprott removes 40 to 50 million ounces of physical silver off the market in one swoop, this is dated November 23rd, by the way. This is from the Silver Doctors, Restoring Your Financial Health. If Sprott removes 40 or 50 million ounces of physical silver off the market in one swoop, it's game over for our favorite banks. Last time his offering tripled the price of silver in 8 months and doubled the portion of physical silver, and a double portion of physical silver removal would KO these Corazine wannabes and leave the world banksters in a smoking pile of derivative tinted ashes. That's great.
Well, my question would be, what would stop him from doing that?
Well, what it is that he is evidently getting ready to buy this 40, 50 million ounces of silver through his investment vehicle. So now that he's let me go here. He's talking about Gerald Celente. Everybody knows Gerald Celente just got burned and by MF Global. You know, we heard it's six figures. The MF Global, make no mistake, was a 9/11 financial market event, a sneak attack that nobody saw coming, basically. So furthermore, the news on, and I'm going to continue reading here. Furthermore, the news on Sprott's new filing is the news of the month. Forget Spain's surging yield. If he removes 40 to 50 million ounces of physical silver off the market, okay, it's game over when smoking durant. Okay, so that's the only thing that stands in his way right now is the pending approval of the offering by the regulators. Let's pray they don't pull a fast one and deny him the ability to initiate this offering. If I were the enemy, this is where I'd fight tooth and nail. And the enemy had better treat this offering like the Waterloo it is. I've been waiting for months for this and relish it when it comes. It also proved kid dynamite tack on it. Okay, so what he's saying, I mean, how you start reading this stuff, how can 40, 50 million ounces of physical silver put these guys under? Because they're all trading in paper.
Right, and if we're talking about the law and stuff and regulators, where do they fall in to make the judgment call that he can or cannot do?
Well, isn't this interesting? The rule of law is being usurped. We've seen it over and over again under this administration, getting worse and worse and worse. Look at how they burned the shareholders of GM. They were supposed to be the first ones paid out in that restructuring. I mean, you could just go over and over and over again. I mean, the attack on Libya. I can't even think of everything right off the top of my head, but there's numerous
occasions, that's for sure.
Look at the Arizona border. If we sat here and thought, we can think of over and over and over again how these guys are circumventing the law. Fast and furious. What's the new debacle here with, I mean, what's the flavor of the week, basically, you know, with these guys?
What kind of Kool-Aid is it this week?
Well, it's getting to the point where it's getting undeniable. Now, here's another article. This is from Richard Russell. In the end, my survival vehicle will be gold. The global economy is moving into a survival period in which gold will provide one of the few areas of protection for investors, according to Richard Russell, the publisher of Dow Theory's Letters, the longest-running daily investment letter, and a longtime gold bull. Longtime gold bull. Russell reiterates his bullish case for the yellow metal, and this includes silver, by the way, and gold-related investments this week. I now think of compounding in terms of debt and compounding in terms of debt load, Russell wrote. Today we deal in trillions. Example, Bill Gates is the richest man in America, has about $6 billion in assets. $1 trillion equals $1,000 billion. The national debt is $15 trillion and counting, but it's currently compounding at historically low interest rates. Meanwhile, the Fed and central banks of the world are creating new money at prodigious rates. It's only a matter of time before this new money sets off inflation. No matter what Chancellor Merkel is trying to do, I expect this inflation to appear in the next year or two. With the rise of inflation comes higher interest rates. Rising interest rates are the death to compounding debt. Russell went on to say, my advice, we are moving closer and closer to what I call survival period, the period where the magic of compounding turns into what will be the poison of compounding. This isn't a time for timing. This is a time for action. Reduce your exposure to bonds and all items that provide fixed interest rates. Similarly, reduce your exposure to stocks except for the gold miners. Look to expand your positions in inflation-protected assets, especially gold. Those who are holding stocks in the hopes of the usual rebound are going to be terribly disappointed in the years ahead. This bear market is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen before. In the end, my survival vehicle will be gold. I say again, timing is hopeless. Gold will have purchasing power and true wealth as almost everything else is destroyed by this unprecedented bear market. Lastly, Russell once again spared a few punches at criticizing American policymakers. The U.S. government is now so loaded with ever-growing debt that has become a mathematical freak. We return to different times when rising interest rates will eat up the U.S. government with $55 trillion in assorted debts. The U.S. is in no shape to deal with rising interest rates. We are in a state of reverse compounding, leading to the inevitable bankrupt on a massive scale. So, see how this works? This is what Benjamin Franklin was talking about when they can vote the money in.
All right.
What are we doing? We keep voting more entitlements. They won't cut the budget. They keep printing more.
More bailouts.
There's no backstop there. So what this ends up being is you end up losing your freedom through the monetary policy. That's what they're talking about. That's what this is about. And that circumvents the rule of law. That's why Michelle Rothschild said that I care not who writes the law if I control the currency supply of a country. That's what's going on. Now, let's take it a step further, and let's take a look at this this Paul Craig Roberts article. This is from Global Research. This is on the 26th of November. Goldman Sachs, it says, Paul Craig Roberts, bankers have seized Europe. Goldman Sachs has taken over. Now, that's a pretty bold statement. Goldman Sachs has taken over. But it's interesting when you start seeing who's starting to become in charge over there.
I was going to say, who are the ones that are like sitting on the board and running the show over there, making the calls?
This is the problem. You know, if we're looking at, let's just take a look at the rioting that's going on here today. And we got the Occupy Wall Street, and they're saying that it's all Wall Street. And then we got the Tea Party, and they're saying it's all the government. Well, what I'm saying is, it's all them. What we've got to come to realize is that Wall Street is becoming the government. Goldman Sachs and the government are so intertwined now, and the bigger banks, that they're running policy. I mean, when a guy rips off a $1.2 billion out of an investor's account, and they don't know where it's at, and nobody's being charged, there's no longer rule of law. I mean, you remember the golden rule? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Right.
Well, the new golden rule is he who has the gold rules. And that's kind of what's happening here, because at some point in time when the paper starts collapsing, whoever is end up holding the gold is going to be the ones that are going to be in good shape, and the rest of the people are going to be losing their...
Right, and that's why there's so many of the experts, you know, not just a few that you've read off tonight, there's many of them that are saying to go to the gold and silver, get into commodities, and protect yourself and be prepared, because this is going to be a big transfer of wealth when the paper dollar does fall.
Absolutely. So why should we be afraid of these guys that are controlling the money? Well, let's talk about who is in charge of Europe. Okay, this is from this article from Global Research on the 26th of November. The new president of the European Central Bank is Mario Draghi. I guess that's how you pronounce it. This person was vice chairman and managing director of Goldman Sachs International and a member of Goldman Sachs Management Committee. Draghi was also Italian executive director of the World Bank, governor of the Bank of Italy, a member of the governing council of the European Central Bank, a member of the board of directors of the Bank of International Settlements, and a member of the board of governors of the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development and the Asian Development Bank, and a chairman of the Financial Stability Board.
Wow.
So this is the guy who's now the new president of the European Central Bank. Okay. Obviously, he's going to protect the powers of the bankers. Okay. Italy. Italy's new prime minister was appointed, not elected, was a member of Goldman Sachs Board of International Advisors. Mario Monti was appointed to the European Commission, was one of the governing organizations of the EU, which is one of the governing organizations of the EU. Monti is, I guess that's how you say it, Monti, is European chairman of the Trilateral Commission, a U.S. organization that advances American hedge money over the world. Monti is a member of the Bilderberg Group and a founding member of the Spinelli Group, an organization created in September of 2010 to facilitate integration with the EU. Okay. The next is, we've got Greece's new appointed prime minister. Appointed, not elected. Do we have a trend going on here? Louis Papademos was governor of the Bank of Greece from 2002 to 2010. He is vice president of the European Central Bank. He is also a member of America's Trilateral Commission. Are we starting to see a trend? This is happening all over Europe. They're putting the, remember, what was our first quote? Our first quote was, every collectivist revolution rides in on the Trojan horse of an emergency.
Yeah.
Are we starting to put two and two together here?
I think the horse is starting to arrive.
And it's going to be arriving here, and we need to be understanding why sound money is also freedom. Because if you don't have the ability to control the money supply, then you can't dictate the terms of the governing bodies. Okay, and that's what they're doing. Unelected people are being put into position all over Europe because of the money and the debt that's owed through the banking systems.
Not okay? A good thing.
So I think we're about ready for a break here. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll go from there.
Malchasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Malchasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Malchasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Malchasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Malchasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio here.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you would kind of, before you move along, kind of tie up the pieces with all the people you were reading about in their positions with the central banks and everything, where that is all leading to for everybody out there.
Well, it looks to me like the banking and Goldman Sachs is putting their guys in all the positions of power of prime ministers all over Europe through a banking crisis. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Of course, this is all just smoke and mirrors. I mean, you can't verify any of this stuff, really. All you got to do is, you know, be aware of it and start looking and reading and understanding. And, you know, I mean, these guys.
And then how's that going to affect us here? I mean, with the central bank, and how's the domino effect going to move over?
Well, because these are all tied together with our derivatives. And we're on a paper money system as well. See, and, you know, it's all about spending, okay? And if the politicians keep spending money, and there's no backing, there's no currency that you can redeem there's no redeemable money for the currency. In other words, it's just paper, and they keep spending it. What happens is, who are they borrowing it from? One of the things that you have to understand about monetary supply is that every dollar that we have is borrowed into circulation, every single one. Okay, so if you lend me a dollar,
okay,
and I have to pay you back with interest. Well, I pay you back, and then I owe you interest on the dollar, right?
Correct.
If there's no other dollars in circulation, where am I going to get it?
Print it.
I got to borrow it.
Or make it.
Well, this is what the government does. It borrows the money to pay the interest, and it keeps borrowing the money to pay the interest on the dollar that it already paid. So then that dollar is backed by a promise to pay, by an IOU. See, that's why it's debt money. We have debt money now, not real money. Real money is gold and silver because it's tangible. You can't create it out of thin air. You know, it has the properties of money. It's durable. It's fungible. It's divisible. It holds. It's a store of value. Paper is paper, and who's ever manipulating the paper and is a recipient of the interest on the paper that's manipulating starts to control everything and everyone. Get it?
I've got it, and I hope that kind of ties the pieces together for the listeners out there, because I know some people have a hard time with
that's why I'm trying to go over this, because I don't think people really get the weight of control of the currency as it relates to your freedom. Because if you keep lending me money out of thin air, and I keep owing you money. Let's say that you lent me $15 trillion, for example. Okay? And I owe you now $15 trillion.
Okay.
Am I now are you now controlling me through the debt?
You
because
bet.
Now I have to keep paying you, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
So everything
you will do as I tell you to do.
Bingo. What's going on in Europe? Okay, and they're putting unelected officials in the positions of the European prime ministers who used to be elected. Okay? So that goes right back. Every collectivist revolution rides in on a Trojan horse of an emergency. So
that's sounding good out there.
Yeah. Ron Paul, believe me, the next step is a currency crisis, because there will be a rejection of the dollar. Who's going to reject the dollar? Everybody in the world. See, that's the point. And it's not just us rejecting all, well, we're not Americans. We're not going to reject our own dollar. Well, what about all the other people that are using our money?
All the other countries, yeah.
What if everybody in the world who has our dollar starts rejecting them because they're being devalued so fast, like China and Japan and all these other countries? And you as an investor, let's say you're holding bonds that are going to be paid off in dollars, and they devalue the dollars to the point where your bonds are worthless. Are you going to reject that? At some point.
Yeah, at some point.
At some point.
You're going to have to.
See, because we're in a bond bubble. What's been happening is the Treasury, the Treasury has been issuing bonds that the Federal Reserve buys, okay? And so the Federal Reserve is holding these bonds, $15 trillion, however many trillion dollars, and it's issued the currency to the government to run. Well, what's happening is that's getting bigger and bigger. And,
as we know.
Okay. So 40% of all of our money is paying the interest on the debt. And the interest goes up because of the inflation factor. You have to understand that right now, I have an article here that shows that they're now on the, I think it's the 30-year bond, Greece is getting 300% yield. In other words, they're they're inflating through the roof. And who's going to invest in their bonds.
Yeah.
See, so that's coming here. Now, it's, you know, I'm trying to put this all together for everybody to understand it. It's really simple that it's slavery through debt. Okay. In other words, if I control the money supply, you become my slave because you have to keep paying me back.
Correct.
What does that do to your property rights?
It gets rid of your property rights altogether.
Is property connected to freedom?
Yes.
Exactly. So if I don't have the ability to own property, Okay. And money is property, by the way. Gold and silver property, you know, farmlands property. If they take away my ability to own property through putting me into debt through money that they printed out of thin air,
I have nothing.
That's where we end up. Mm-hmm. Does it? And does the economy do well?
No.
No. It does not do it too well right now, is it? So let's go back. Who else have they got as unelected people that are being installed all over Europe? Okay, we've got Jacques Delors, the founder of the European Union, promised the British Trade Union Congress in 1988 that the European Commission would require governments to introduce pro-labor legislation. Instead, we find bankers-controlled European Commission demanding that the European bail out of the private banks by accepting lower pay. So it's all the same stuff here, is that this is just another scheme. The European Union, just like everything else, is merely another scheme to concentrate wealth in the hands of the few at the expense of European citizens who are destined, like Americans, to be serfs in the 21st century.
I was going to say, does that sound a lot like them folks out there?
Yeah. And so they, you know, if you take a look at this German bond auction, it was a failure because nobody would buy their bonds. And Germany is supposed to be the most solvent out there, but they're buying Italian bonds. They engineered this thing because Germany was going against the banks to say that they were not going to go with the bailout. They were not going to bail out and backstop the other countries.
They weren't
going
to be under their power and their thumb.
That's exactly right. So it's all coming home to roost here. So anything, let's see what else we got here. I got one the last article I'm saving because it ties this all together. Okay. What do you got over there?
This one over here that I started out with Stephen Lieb about the gold. He's saying that, you know, gold has been on a 11 or 12-year roll, and that it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. He's predicting, you know, that the price to go up. But one price pay for that is occasionally you are going to see profit-taking motivated in part by people offsetting losses in their other investments. So there's a lot of people that's going to be moving things around to get to the gold and the silver, the higher, you know, the people that we've been speaking about that know that there's going to be a transfer of wealth. And anybody that has anything in their hip pocket in regards to gold and silver and other commodities that they can use is going to make a big difference in their survival.
Absolutely. So the word of the day is have anything that's real besides paper. In a hyperinflation scenario that we're starting to go into, or even if we have a deflation, okay, the only place to be is in real stuff.
Well, yeah, if we go to depression or deflation, we have to have something tangible in our hands in order to survive this that's coming, this wave of
devaluation.
Devaluation, I guess you could call it. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, so anyway, this one is from Jim Rogers at CNBC.com. And so what this is saying is with MF Global going bankrupt, which was a gigantic commodities firm, okay, MF Global going bankrupt, which was a gigantic commodities firm, there was a lot of artificially forced liquidation of commodities. People have to sell whether they like it or not. It's artificially selling right now. Okay, so what he's saying is that this drop is artificial because people are, you know, having to sell the stuff whether they like it or not because of the bankruptcy that's being filed by MF Global. So MF Global declared bankruptcy nearly 4 weeks ago. Agriculture commodities have been the hardest hit, and rice futures falling more than 14% and wheat futures down 9% this period. Rogers is saying that this drop isn't surprising. This happened in 2008 when Lehman and AGI went bankrupt. They were both huge in commodities and everybody had to sell, he said, referring to the onset of global crisis in 2008 when the CRB index fell by a half in a matter of months. That's the commodities index. So prices have rebounded since, climbing nearly 60% from March of 2009 to May of this year, when the sector took a big hit on concern over the headwinds facing the global economy. Rogers remains bullish on the sector, saying investors will benefit whether the global economy improves or not. He's long on commodities and short on currencies, because if the world gets better, the shortages in commodities will make sure I make money. If the world doesn't get better, I'd rather own commodities because they're going to print money, he said, referring to the easy monetary policy central banks have taken in the last few years to stimulate anemic growth. Throughout history, when things have gone wrong, they print money. When they print money, you should own silver, you should own rice, you should own real assets. So,
And before we go to a break, we do have a question in the chat room. It says, will John Corzine be prosecuted for this?
Well, that's a good question. I think he needs to be prosecuted for this because the law he broke is a fundamental rule of investing that's absolutely off the charts illegal. It's an absolute taboo to be taking the money out of the investors' segregated accounts and spending it or doing anything with it other than investing it for the investors. So he should be charged with securities fraud by the SEC. I haven't seen it happen yet. That's what we're saying. The rule of law is starting to become unwound because the who's watching the watcher is the old Roman saying. Nobody's watching these guys anymore. They're starting to have a free reign over society, these bankers, because they control too many people and there's too much corruption. And so there is no law anymore. It's whatever the bankers want is what it's starting to become.
Not a good thing, and we need to get this straightened out and take our country back.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see some hard times before this happens. With that, we're going to go to a quick break here and we'll be right back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
There must be some kind of way.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Freedom is the only thing means a death to me. Oh, you can't fake it.
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. We've got a question from the chat room from Sally to talk about the lady last week that closed her investment firm. That was Barnhart Capital Management. She refused to go on in business because she said under the current administration and the Obama administration and all of the basically the cronies that are in an office under his administration, until they cleaned them all out, she was not going to operate her business anymore. She went out of business because she couldn't, with all good conscience, have her tell her investors that she could invest their money with any hopes of them not getting ripped off by the government or the banking industry. I mean, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is.
So that's where we're at. I mean, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, this is the big thing that we need to attack. So I have the last article that I've been kind of saving here is kind of the best. This is it starts out from Tyler Durden, and he's from Zero Hedge, And the title of it is Human Freedom Rests on Gold Redeemable Money. Now, where this comes from a treatise or an article that was written from the Honorable Howard Buffett. And the title of it is Human Freedom Rests on Redeemable Money. And he was a U.S. congressman from Nebraska. And this was printed in 5-6 of 48. It was reprinted from the Commercial and Financial Chronicle. Congressman Buffett is Warren Buffett's father. Okay, so this is Warren Buffett's father saying this. Human freedom rests on gold redeemable money. And he calls for a gold standard. Okay, so what this article from Zero Hedge is saying is sometimes the apple does fall very, very far from the tree. A must-read essay by Howard Buffett, the father of legendary investor who initially was so much against derivatives when they and then promptly changed his tune. Remember, derivatives were engines of mass financial destruction.
Right, right, right.
Well, first he was against them. And so this is his father discussing fiat money and gold and concludes that human freedom rests on gold redeemable money. And this stunningly simple, straightforward, and flawless analysis, Buffett's father stressed the relationship between money and freedom and contends that without a redeemable currency, an individual's freedom and access to property is dependent on the goodwill of politicians. Buffett also said that paper money systems generally collapse. In fact, they don't generally collapse. But
they always collapse.
And result in economic chaos. He goes on to observe that a gold standard would restrict government spending and give people greater power over the public purse. Lastly, in 1948, Howard Buffett said this, the present is the right time to restore the gold standard. Alas, 60 years later, his advice has still been largely ignored. And as a result, we have a global economic economy that stands on the precipice of global default with runaway budget deficits across the entire developed world. Key quotes, is there a connection between, now this is the key quote from the article, is there a connection between human freedom and a gold redeemable money? At first glance, it would seem that money belongs to the world of economics and human freedom to the political sphere. But when you recall that one of the first moves by Lenin, Mussolini, and Hitler was to outlaw individual ownership of gold, you begin to sense that there may be some connection between money redeemable in gold and a rare prize known as human liberty. Also, when you find that Lenin declared and demonstrated that the way to overturn the existing social order and bring about communism was by the printing press paper money, then again you are impressed with the possibility of the relationship between gold-backed money and human freedom. His conclusion is eerily prophetic with what is happening in the U.S. society currently. I warn you that politicians of both parties will oppose the restoration of gold, although they may outwardly seemingly favor it, unless you are willing to surrender your children and your country to galloping inflation, war, and slavery, then this must demand your support. For as human if human liberty is to survive in America, we must win the battle to restore hard money.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty hard to argue with when you you read this. This is written in 1948 by Warren Buffett's father. So I think that really hits home when you start to realize there is a connection between freedom and money, and there's a connection between fiat currency and slavery.
And how would we go about getting back to the gold standard? I mean, what could we do? What could we put in place? Or how would that work to let the people know out there?
Well, I think Glenn Beck's got it right when he said that get out of the system. And I've heard a bunch of the gurus, if you will, saying get out of the system, get out of the system, get out of the system. Get your money out of stocks. Get your money out of bonds. Get into physical metals. Get into physical things. I don't care if it's food, rice, or whatever. Protect yourself from these guys. Don't be a part of this paper system. And the only way to get up independent of it is to start storing your wealth into actual physical commodities. Because when the money does collapse, then who's going to be left standing? That's the question.
Right, the ones that have something to give.
And the people that are buying all this garbage, that the government's going to save them and the government's there for them, are going to wake up in a sad state of affairs here at some point. And so, these guys, it's all about the paradigm of us against them. It's the Republicans against the Democrats, the Tea Party against the Occupy. It's the, you know, it's everybody against everybody else. And as long as we're fighting amongst ourselves.
Yeah, as long as there's chaos.
And of course, they're promoting it. I mean, look what they're doing over on Occupy Wall Street. Are they sending in bad people over there to co-opt the whole thing? It looks like
yes, they are.
And they're the useful idiots that Lennon talked about. So that's what we're talking about. This thing all is just going like clockwork for these guys, and it's pretty apparent if you really do your homework on it. This is not conjecture. This is exactly how it works. So we need to start paying attention. And you know, I kind of wanted to put this program together for this because I don't think people always see the connection between monetary policy and freedom.
Well, I think it's very hard for them to connect the dots, and I think for a lot of people, it is that it's a very simple equation in one aspect, and it's hard for people to believe that something is that simple to help correct what's going on.
That's what they're doing, is they're confusing everything so you can't connect the dots. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
And so it is very simple. That's why you just go back and read the founding quotes on money. Read the founding quotes on why we had, you know, look at the Constitution.
Go back to the basics. Go back to the Constitution. There was a reason that our forefathers wrote it the way they did and the contents that they did.
It's the most dynamic, genius document ever written to preserve the freedom of men. And I don't know if there's any way to improve on a lot of it. The reason that we're going the direction that we're going is we've gotten rid of the Constitution.
We've totally stepped away from it.
Yeah,
and that's been the biggest problem.
I mean, you know, 1913 was a very bad year. We got the IRS, we got the income tax, and we got the banking all at the same time. Gee, do you think that's coincidence?
Maybe just a little. Not.
These guys, this is a planned thing over time. Now, you know, is that conspiratorial? I guess you know, the thing is, conspiracy theory, everybody goes, oh, conspiracy theory, oh, well, it's only theory if it's not true. Then it is a conspiracy if it's true. And there's too many facts here for people to ignore and poo-poo this.
Well, yeah, and you're getting the information from many different sources.
It's not just like
from one area, from one individual.
I mean, I just pulled a source from Warren Buffett's own father.
Right.
So with that, I think we're going to end it this week. You know, the time always seems to run out on us very quickly, and we wanted to play a special song here for Andrew out there. And so I don't know, have we got time to do that or?
Oh,
so we still got a couple minutes before. Okay, good.
Well, maybe we should remind everybody Monday night, Bonnyview Baptist Destiny Fellowship.
Good. All right, so here we go. Let's go. I got a couple of quotes then.
Okay.
Okay, a dreamer is one who can only find his way by moonlight, and his punishment is that he sees the dawn before the rest of the world. That was Oscar Wilde. Again, I'm going to go with the Benjamin Franklin. When the people find they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. Government is not fire. I'm sorry. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. I mean, all of this stuff makes too much sense for everybody to ignore.
Yep. It most certainly does.
So start getting out of the stock market. You know, start storing up. Start showing up. Get self-reliant. Get prepared.
And
Get up off the couch. And even if you're on the couch, at least get your laptop out and start listening and getting on the chat room with us, because, you know, it's becoming not optionable. It's becoming not optional to sit back and do nothing.
Right. You can always, you know, pass the information along through the internet to people that we're putting out there, so that they can get the right information and the truth, so they know where to go.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the media is just off the charts ridiculous. It's all controlled, guys. If you're not paying attention, you know, and you think you're getting, something from Anderson Cooper, you're out of your minds. You know, look at them across the board. Start DVMR, look at them all, and see what, and you'll start seeing nothing but discrepancies that don't make sense. Anyway, that's all we got. This is Sovereign Mind Radio.
Have a good night, and this is for Andrew.
Yeah.
And hope you're feeling better.
Hang in there, buddy.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, nothing's going right,
your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiangrasso. In the wake of an investigation of child molestation accusations against him, Syracuse University fired associate head basketball coach Bernie Fine.
The senior vice president for public affairs for Syracuse University, Kevin Quinn, issuing a statement which reads in part, Bernie Fine has been terminated effective immediately. The 65-year-old is facing allegations he molested two former ball boys in the 1980s, and a third person came forward last week accusing Fine of molesting him. Fine calls the allegations patently false.
Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim now says he supports the university's decision to fire Fine. That report from Fox News Radio's Lisa Lucera. The Occupy movement's front and center in Philadelphia. Demonstrators staying put as a deadline to leave their protest site passed without any immediate action, with a few dozen protesters vowing to remain. In Los Angeles, with only hours left before a midnight deadline to abandon their weeks-old protest,